New Millennium Entertainment presents Sex and the Married Girl, From Clicking to Climaxing, The Complete Truth About Modern Marriage, written and read by Mandy Norwood. Prologue. My second date with my husband was, for both of us, more memorable than the first. Not because it was joyful and flirtatious and exciting, although it was, but because as we both tucked into our sesame chicken, I suggested that if his intentions were other than fun, he should forget about a relationship with me. I told him I had no desire to get married, nor have children. Perhaps I might, maybe, in the far-off future, but for now I was doggedly pursuing adventure, travel, and a career in publishing, and I was unwilling to compromise or sideline it for the sake of marriage. Coming from a family in which divorce always followed marriage, I inevitably reached adulthood, considering the whole process a painful waste of time. My mother was divorced before she was 30. My aunt, her only sibling, was divorced too. Even my grandmother had been divorced, left to bring up two babies at a time in the 1940s, when a woman couldn't even obtain a mortgage without her husband's signature. No, marriage was not for me. Too much to do, too much to see, too much to accomplish, too much fun to have. And from what I observed, it was evident my personal agenda and marriage were mutually exclusive. Then, of course, I fell in love with Martin. We married 5 years after that memorable second date, 2 years after the birth of our first daughter, Rosie. Martin had assured me that he and my dreams could coexist, which, it turns out, is true. But that we are still married, I consider a small miracle. I tentatively regard my marriage a success story, not simply because it has survived several years. Most marriages that fall apart do so before they reach their 7th anniversary. I regard it as a success story because I have continued to pursue my ambitions and retain my identity. I feel that being married has embellished my life and sense of self rather than compromised it. But my marriage is not devoid of conflict. Although Martin and I share the same sense of humour and values, there are epic differences between us. I'm fiery, he's laid back. I believe I have power over my destiny while he's more content to allow fate to take its course. I'm impatient. He'd put the Pope to shame. What's more, we continually challenge stereotypes. I'm 4 years older than him. I've always been the major breadwinner, sometimes the sole breadwinner, while he put his successful career on hold to look after our children. The ramifications of this have often taken us to the edge of what's tolerable to us both. From the way my career power and presence affects domestic decision-making to the roles we play in bed, no aspect of our relationship remains unchallenged by our breaking with tradition. But there's more. Conflict literally abounds in my head and in my heart. My fear of settling down sits alongside a deep-rooted desire for security. I feel entitled to everything, yet assume nothing. I seek adventure, spontaneity, and freedom, yet manically adhere to rituals. I long to be taken care of, yet I clutch firmly to my independence. I said I do, hoping it was forever, but I say I won't, at least twice a day to remind myself I have a choice. All of this, and more, manifests in behaviour which tests the boundaries of my marriage every single day. So why have I written Sex and the Married Girl, and why now? Well, as well as being a wife and mother of two daughters, I'm a writer and editor-in-chief of women's magazines, from Cosmopolitan to Mademoiselle. I have spent the majority of my life talking to, listening to, and documenting women's thoughts and feelings. Whether they're my readers or my friends, their ever-evolving opinions, style, and codes of behaviour fascinate me, as they obviously fascinate the millions of women who buy magazines. Secondly, subjects don't get more provocative than marriage. The vast majority has had, or nearly had one. If they haven't been married, they'll certainly know someone who has, and will definitely have an opinion on it. Marriage has always been a hot potato, but rarely has it been hotter than now. Celebrity marriages, lavender marriages, broken marriages, open marriages, marriages of convenience, arranged marriages, starter marriages, death row marriages, traditional marriages, modern marriages, gay and lesbian marriages, even pet marriages. Seems the whole world has gone marriage crazy. Despite the depressing divorce statistics, we all want to exercise our right to get married and heartily believe our marriage will buck the trend. Every generation believes they can improve on their predecessors, and this generation of marrieds, those born between 1960 and 1980, people who hover between the so-called baby boomers and echo boomers, or Generation Y, is no exception. So optimistic that we hold the magic formula, even during the recent recession, we unreservedly splash out an average of $19,000 to say I do. And we spend up to $1,500 to whoop it up with our peers who are getting married. More if we're best man or a bridesmaid. There's reason to believe our money won't be wasted. For many are making marriage work. 6 out of 10. That the remaining 4 flounder is no cause for giddy optimism, of course, but our modern obsession with and access to data has exposed many of society's long-harbored dirty little secrets as news. But like perversion within the priesthood and corporate crime, profoundly unhappy marriages have always existed. They aren't a current trend or new phenomenon. We've only recently had the courage and means to expose them and, in the case of marriage, had a legally documented escape route via no-fault divorce. Thanks to our increasingly sophisticated communicating skills and our willingness to learn, even if the lessons are painful or challenging, we are able to grow and hopefully improve on the past. That the institution of marriage attracts a receptive and keen audience is a promising start. For despite what we have witnessed within the private quarters of our parents' marriages and continue to observe from the publicly conducted marital brawls of the rich and famous, the majority of us want to be married, and the majority of us believe we can get it right. For example, in a 2002 survey of 25 to 35-year-olds conducted by Youth Intelligence, over 75% of respondents claimed they believed they will only get married once, with males slightly more optimistic than females.